Fanfare.
Now it's recording.
Yeah. Talking about Marvel.
There's a lot of Marvel stuff, but hey, everybody, I'm Logan.
I'm Elizabeth.
Hey, Fabian. Fabian's in the back taking care of the baby.
Yeah.
He's putting her to sleep.
Since the last time you and I recorded, you had a baby.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how long it's been.
It's hard to, like, keep up with stuff. Like, she keeps me very busy.
Yeah.
And it's like, mom brain is real bad because, like, all I think about is her. And, like, which I know you know because everybody down there, especially Kelly, but I don't know how Kelly survives. Like, yeah. How do you remember to do things during the day? Like, I haven't grasped it.
I don't have a kid, and I have to, like, write everything down that I need to get done that day. Because otherwise, I will just, like, sit and stare at the TV.
Yeah.
Because my brain's just like, nope, too much to do. Shutting down.
Yeah.
It gets really... Like, straight up being honest, and it's not about you specifically. It's everybody, really, because I'm now the only effing person I know who's not married and has a kid. Like, so it's very, very difficult to keep that in check and not get upset and offended. And I'm straight up honest, I do get upset and get offended a lot. And then I have to, like, go back and, like, check that and remind myself, like, okay, well, you don't have to deal with the things that they're dealing with. Not that I don't want to. I would love to, you know. But, like, my friends Spencer, my friend Courtney, you, Jacob, everybody in my family, you know, like the kind of sort of friends I've made, moving back up here and going back into work in the office, like, they all have families. And it's just like every weekend, I'm just like, I don't have anything to do. And nobody I know wants to go do anything because they either all have other things they have to go do, involving their children or wives or whatever, both, or they're just like, I'm tired, man.
Yeah.
And it's upsetting. And a couple of weeks ago, I said, I think to Spencer and Courtney, I need to make new friends. And I later realized I was like, I didn't mean that as in, like, I can't be friends with you anymore. I need to make more friends.
Yeah, I was about to say
friends,
not new, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, you know.
That's, go ahead.
Make some friends that are, like, you know, 20 years old, 22. Yeah,
that doesn't look creepy at all, Fabian. And that's the...
it's hard to do when you're older. It's hard to make friends with people.
Yeah.
Because, like, just walking... Like, when you're... Think about it, if you were in, like... high school or whatever,
you're kind of just stuck. It's like being in prison almost, where it's like, we're stuck here. Hey, how are you? Like, yeah. In life, it's not like that. Like, it's not like, oh, we're both stuck at this bar at this restaurant. Hey, how's it going? Because it's just like, I'm just gonna leave. I don't want to talk to somebody. I'm just gonna go, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're 20, even, but definitely under the age of 20, it's not, doesn't sound so bad when you're just like, hey, you want to be like friends and like hang out? It's fucking weird when you're in your 40s. You can't just be like, hey, you want to be friends? You want to hang out sometime? Like, it's like, it just comes off on a different level. And I hate that, but like, what can you do? Like, Spencer was like, go hang out in like places that like are of your interest and try to meet people that way. And I'm like, yeah, the nerdy things that interest me, when I go do them, the people that are there also doing them, I want to strangle with piano wire.
Oh my God.
Like, they're so annoying. But
you
also
know, people used to say shit like that to me when I was single. They'd be like, well, go hang out at the library and you'll find someone at the library that you just like, or well, I'm like, no, like, that's weird.
Yeah, right.
Like, what am I going to do? Go to the supermarket and bump into somebody in the beer aisle talking about, oh, I like that beer too.
Yeah. Like, and because I'm sure you think about it the way I think about it. Like, because if I'm that other person, if I'm standing there like trying to decide what chips I buy and somebody walks up and is like, have you had these chips? Like, they're really good. Or like, are they good? The whole time I'm just like, who the fuck are you and why are you talking to me?
Yes.
Go away. And it's just, literally the other day at Walmart, we'll talk about Marvel stuff in a minute. This is a perfect example. There's this new card game called Lorcana. It's a Disney-based card game. I bought some decks, a lot of decks, because I thought I was going to play with some friends that I made at work, but that girl ended up quitting. She got another job. I don't really get to hang out with her anymore. But her and her boyfriend would come over sometimes and we'd play with her daughter and we'd like have a little mini game night. And I was like, oh, they'll like this. They like Disney. And I got kind of interested in buying the cards. They're kind of cool. So if I'm at Walmart and they have some packs, I'll buy a couple. And so I'm in there the other day and they happen to have some. And me and this guy both walk up at the same time. And I said, I'm just going to get a couple. And I grabbed two. And he was like, do you play? I was like, yeah, kind of, sort of. I said, at this point, I collect more than I play because I don't really have anybody to play with. And we were like chatting for like a couple of minutes about the game. And like, there was a big tournament that Georgia had that you had to enter online. And literally, they opened the entrance to enter online. All the slots were filled up in like literally 45 seconds. Like, so it's become super popular, like Pokemon and Magic the Gathering. And we were chatting about that. I was like, yeah, I saw that online. That's crazy how fast it filled up. I said, but I'm not that level of player. I'm just kind of casual. And I just walked away. Like, an hour later, I was like, why didn't I just be like, my name's Logan. Like, what's your name? Like, do you live around here? Like, where do you play? Nothing. I won't ever see that guy again. And I don't even know if I would have wanted to be friends with him. But I was just like, yeah, man, have fun. And just walked away.
That was just like,
what the fuck is wrong? This is what's wrong with me. Because in the moment, I'm just like, either I'm like, why is this person bothering me? Or I'm like, there's no way this person would be remotely interested in actually hanging out with me. Those are the one of the two thoughts going through my head at the time. And then it's literally, and the same thing happened at the gym one night. I was there late and I was trying to get on one of the massage beds and I could not find the dude that was supposed to be working the desk. And there was a lady there and she wanted to use the tanning bed. And she came up and she started chatting with me. I was like, yeah, I don't know where he's at. I'm about to just give up. And we stood there and talked for like 4 or 5 minutes. And he finally just walked up and I was like, can I get one of the massage chairs? And he was like, yeah. And then I guess she got in the tanning bed and then that was it. And
okay.
Literally a day later, I was like, why didn't I ask her her name or anything?
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with me. This is why I can't make friends, like, in that kind of way. Because when people are talking to me that I don't know, I'm just like, one of two things. There's no way this person would be remotely interested in ever talking to me again. Or, why is this person talking to me? I wish they would go away.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. And then, literally, 24 to 48 hours later, I will replay that conversation in my head. And I'm just like, oh my God, man. What is wrong with me?
Yeah.
And both of those people in those instances are probably like, that guy was kind of an ass.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
Like, I'm real short, you know? Like, I don't elaborate on things. And I'd like, you know, it's just the way I am. So.
Maybe not like, oh, that guy was an ass. But maybe like, oh, okay, I guess he didn't want to really talk to me. That's kind of
yeah, yeah. So, yeah. I don't know what my problem is, man. Like, I need a wingman to make friends, not to get dates. Like, for that too, because I can't get dates. But I need somebody with me to just like further engage the conversation. You know.
Fabian said he could be your wingman.
Okay, I'll just move out to Oklahoma.
Yeah. I said he was from Chattanooga.
Yeah, y'all should move here.
We were watching something the other day and it was like they were in Chattanooga. I think it was Pawn Stars. One of those fucking shows. And I was like, oh, Chattanooga. That's crazy. Oh, yeah. We were watching something and they were in Chattanooga.
Oh, it was the Hunger Games,
was it? No, it wasn't the Hunger Games. The Hunger Games is set in, like, the future. No, but it was one of the reality shows we were watching. I think I thought Pawn Stars, but not that one. What's the other one? With the garage storage wars.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of storage places here, so I would imagine at some point, yeah. They've done one here. So anyway, Marvel stuff. There's been a lot since we last talked. I think the last time we talked Marvel stuff was Loki.
Was it?
Yeah.
God, that was so long ago.
Yeah, that was like November.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. So Deadpool 3 is coming out, and before we started recording, we were talking about, like, who might possibly be in this movie, and, like, the rumors are insane with the amount of people that they're saying are going to be in this movie.
Yeah. Like, we were saying, someone was like, Wolverine is going to be Henry Cavill. Like, no.
Well, I've also read the rumor or had it told to me. By idiots I work with, that there's going to be multiple Wolverines in the movie. That one's going to be Henry Cavill, one's going to be Hugh Jackman, and one's going to be Daniel Radcliffe.
Why?
I don't know.
Ew.
Channing Tatum is somebody you're not excited about, but that's one that I can say... I can believe that it's possible that he would be in the movie because he was linked to Gambit for so long. Do you just hate Channing Tatum?
No, it's not that I hate him. I just, like, I don't know. He's not, like...
I agree that he's not the Gambit that you would think of when you think of... Because if you're of a certain age, if you think of Gambit, you think of... the animated version of Gambit.
Yeah.
From the old cartoon series, which is back. Mm-hmm. If you're not watching X-Men 97, you should definitely watch it.
We restarted the whole season, like the very
the whole series first, from the very beginning. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're making our way to it.
Oh, that would be fun. You know, Ryan and I were going to do a podcast. We've recorded a few episodes about that series, and it just never got off the ground. That would be fun to do, though. Like, just revisit it.
Yeah, because I was telling him that's where I learned about, because Rogue is my favorite. And I was like, yeah, she got all her powers from Captain Marvel, which at the time in the thing, she's Ms. Marvel.
Yeah, she was Ms. Marvel at the time she did they in the comics, she's Ms. Marvel when she takes her powers.
Yeah. No. But it's weird. But I was like, yeah, that's how it, so I had it. I went and like found those episodes so we watched them. Cause he was like, oh, that's crazy. I was like, yeah. It was sad. She didn't
how mean far- it. Yeah, I mean, it's how far into it are y'all into the rewatch?
First season still.
What?
The X-Men, first class. Oh my god.
The animated series.
Animated series.
Yeah, I went down to the first season down. So second season, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much stuff they crammed into the first season of that show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
a couple of years ago I was gonna do a rewatch because I knew X-Men 97 was coming. I was like, I'll just do this like slow rewatch. I probably got through season one. I was just like, oh my god, man, there's so much. But the first few episodes are still so freaking good. Like, as annoying as Jubilee is, like, they are really, really good.
She is so annoying.
Nothing will ever beat Wolverine walking off that plane and punching Cyclops in the stomach. And that's in like the first episode. And then ripping the roof off his car, and he's like, tell Cyclops I made him a convertible. Like, it's my favorite version of Wolverine. Like, I love Hugh Jackman, but I don't know, something about Wolverine in. And Sabretooth, too. Like, that show really got the Wolverine-Sabretooth thing right.
Yeah. Well, because we started rewatching, because I was like, ooh, that makes me want to watch the movies again. So we started rewatching the movies, too. And which one was I watching?
The Origins. She was watching Origins.
Oh, it's so bad.
I was like, wait. I was like, they're brothers?
Yeah.
Like, what? And then I've seen that movie, but only when it came out the first time. Like, me and my dad, I fully watched it. But I was like, I don't remember this at all.
That movie is, talk about overstuffed. There's way too much crap in that movie, man.
Well, then I was like, wait, that's Stryker? Like, I was like asking all kinds of questions, and he was like, just watch the movie.
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck did they do to Deadpool?
Yeah, I was like, wait.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite, like, high-ranked movies for me, because I grew up
with that. Is?
The only reason is because it had, like, to me, all the good stuff, but except for the end. Mm-hmm. But I got over the end, like, I was like, it's not as bad because I got to see Sabretooth fight with Wolverine a little bit. And like,
the Deadpool stuff?
Yeah, like the Deadpool stuff.
I'm with Fabian here. Like, I don't hate the movie up until probably the last 30 minutes or so. Like, I think it's uneven and not great, but yeah. It's fine until about the last 30 minutes. And then everything just stops making sense at all.
Yeah.
Like, nothing makes any sense. Like, why did you do this to Deadpool? Like, how does his sword arms even work? Like, you can't retract swords into your arm. You won't be able to bend your arm. Like, he has the eye, Cyclops's eye blast, like, and then the whole thing of like Stryker having this backup plan to shoot Wolverine in the head with an adamantium bullet, and like that makes no sense, man.
I didn't understand that either.
That's your backup plan?
And it was like, we're going to, because I kept saying, like, why did he think he created this indestructible thing? Like, why does he, I don't understand why he thinks he can just kill him. Like, I was like, yeah. This is stupid.
This doesn't make any sense at all. Like, yeah, it's so half-assed.
Yeah. I think they probably rushed a little bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad, though. Like, I didn't really understand. The biggest thing that I didn't like about it, I was like, okay, Professor X is walking and flying a plane, and he knew all this was going on and still didn't help these people.
Yeah, it's not well thought out.
Because I was like, wait, is he actually there standing there? And he was like, yeah. I was like, wait, what?
My brain wanted to make an excuse for it and would be like, oh, he was on the meds at that time.
But he wasn't.
But then I'm like, no, because if he was, he wouldn't
He wouldn't have his
Yeah.
So
what's funny is at the time I was like, oh my God, I hated it at the time. But they got so much worse that now I'm just like, it's not that bad. Like, it's not great, and the last 30 minutes suck, but it's not that bad, man. Watch X-Men Dark Phoenix. That's bad.
That movie was so bad.
It's so bad. X-Men Apocalypse is so bad.
I watched that movie one time, and I never rewatched that movie.
It's just like, you can kind of forgive a lot of stuff that's not great in a lot of the early X-Men movies once you get to, like, I don't think Days of Future Past is great, but I think it's decent. Yeah. Once you get past that, it's like, no. Like, we didn't know what bad was. These are so bad.
Ew.
Speaking of the X-Men, y'all recently took the trip down the Miss Marvel, like, live-action canon. You watched the show, which I talked about the show with my friend Jess on the podcast already a couple of years ago. But this is the first time y'all got to watch the show.
Yes.
And in the books, they've gone back and made her a mutant as well. But originally, she was not a mutant. She just had powers. But technically, she's the first mutant in the MCU.
Oh.
Because at the end of the show, her friend tells her, like you have some kind of... He says something. It's like a... He's like, you have like an X gene. Like, that gives you these powers.
Yeah.
Making her the first known mutant, I think, in the MCU. Now, she doesn't know what that means, but I really liked the show, though. I thought it was really, really good.
It was so cute.
She's fantastic.
She's such a good little actress.
She's really like so her. Charming, man. Her and what's her name that plays Kate Bishop in the Hawkeye? Like, I cannot wait to see them on the big screen together.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. And then I was like, ooh. And then if they get what's her name? What's her name? Dang it,
Yelena.
Yes,
she's gonna be in the Thunderbolts.
Is she?
Yeah, they've started filming. It's Sebastian Stan that plays Bucky. It's going to be Bucky, the White Widow, Yelena, the Red Guardian from the Black Widow movie, What's his name? Hopper from Stranger Things. Who else? The bringing back the bad guy from Black Widow, Taskmaster.
Oh, okay.
Oh, which one?
She.
Yeah, no. But I just wish it was a he.
Yeah, people were so upset about that. I was less upset about the fact that they changed the gender of the character, more upset about the fact that the character wasn't who the character is. like this is not task. It's like it's almost as bad as what they did to Deadpool and Wolverine.
What's crazy is that Taskmaster is more of a Spider-Man villain than a Widow villain.
Oh yeah, definitely not a Black Widow villain.
Like, yeah,
it's but Black Widow also doesn't have any like great villains.
Yeah.
Who else is? Oh, the guy from the Winter, not the Winter Soldier. Captain America and the Winter Soldier, or Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I mean, U.S. Agent, the new quote new Captain America.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, I like him though. I like him as a kind of sort of bad guy.
Okay. Yeah, we're talking about the same guy then.
Yeah. So.
He was so spooky looking.
Yeah. You know, it's Kurt Russell's kid.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Wyatt Russell. They're filming Thunderbolts right now. And they're also, I think they start filming the new Captain America movie before the end of the year. So they're ramping back up.
I didn't know there was going to be a new Captain America.
Yeah, that's what the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, that's what happens at the end. He becomes Captain America.
Well, I knew that, but I didn't know they were going to make a new movie.
Oh, well. Either.
Yeah.
Now I know.
So, yeah, he was recently doing some like press about it, and he was like, yeah, I'm upset that we're making two separate movies because I don't get to hang out with Sebastian. Because he's doing his movie and I'm doing my movie. And right now we're not really crossing over. So he's like, I kind of miss my buddy. I wish we got to do a season two of the show so we could hang out. But yeah, I mean, the show was just to set stuff up. So,
yeah.
Back to Miss Marvel. After y'all watched that, y'all watched The Marvels, which I have not talked about with anybody. On this podcast, at least. And I saw it in the theater. And I thought it was a lot of fun. It made no money.
It didn't make any money?
No. It like basically bombed. It didn't even make its money back.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, people were just like shitting all over it. Which
I thought it was good.
I don't get. I don't think it's Endgame, but like every movie's not going to be Endgame. It's fine. It's fun. I mean, it's funny. Like,
it was. I thought it was really fun. What did you do with that kid's phone? I thought it was really fun. The part when she goes to the prince and they're like married or whatever.
Yeah, the dancing like world.
Dancing. That shit was so funny.
I wish they'd have made it a little bit longer. Like, just give us a little bit more time. I think Captain Marvel definitely, or the Marvels, definitely suffers from the same thing that a lot of Marvel movies suffer from. The villain is not great. like that whole thing is just not very great. But, like, Thor the Dark World has the same problem. Like, that villain is dumb. It's just dumb. Like, outside of Loki, Thanos, and maybe the villains in the first two Captain America movies, like, the villain in the second Captain America movie is the Winter Soldier, and he becomes a good guy. Like, it's... it's a whole, it's problem. It's a problem. They have a villain problem. But I mean, that still didn't make the movie bad for me.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
The only thing I didn't like about it was when, what her name, Professor Bright, or where they, she basically like went through the portal and closed it off and like didn't go back through or anything or wanted to be saved. I was like, you could still go through, you could have, you know, like,
yeah, but then you don't get the setup at the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then I thought about it more and I was just like, well, I mean, I guess for that part, but
that was so sad. She was like, she really thought that was her mom. And I was just like, oh, girl, that's not your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that was so sad.
Yeah.
But then that's weird, too, because, like, even in the different universe, you would think if she had a kid, it would be her. So well,
in that universe, she probably doesn't have a kid.
I was going to say, so that's, like, kind of tells us she didn't have a.
Because, like, her and Carol would have switched places, right? Because that's the idea, is that she has those Captain Marvel powers.
Yeah.
So Carol would have had her life, basically.
Right.
So Carol didn't become the superhero. I thought it was cool that they got Kelsey Grammer back as Beast for 5 seconds.
I don't like him, but, yeah.
I mean, I like him less and less over time, but I used to really enjoy him. I liked Frasier a lot, so.
Yeah, so did I. And now I'm like, oh, he's a diva.
Yeah.
But,
I mean,
I'd like he did do a good Beast, though.
So.
He plays Beast.
Like, I'm wondering, like, is this a, like, at some point they have to better define the realities, like the different universes. Stop barking.
My child is crying, so.
Oh. Well, I can't hear the kid crying. I can definitely hear my dog yapping at nothing. She probably just wants attention, yeah.
Yeah, she wants attention.
Same.
Wants attention.
Yeah, me too.
But she was dead asleep, and now she's just awake.
Yeah, but she's so cute.
She is. Baby, you can just bring her in here. She's not going to go back to sleep.
Yeah. I mean, we're only going to talk for like 15 more minutes anyway. But yeah, like, so we've gotten hints of, like, because we had Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness and we had like multiversal things. But like, so we saw Professor X in one universe and he got killed. I don't think this new universe is the same as that universe. But like, I don't know. At some point, I'm like, y'all gotta have a way to, I would have thought Loki would have been the way to define that.
Yeah.
In that show, but they didn't, which I get, but like, I don't know. Or in what if would probably, did you watch season 2 of What If?
No, we haven't.
Oh, it's so good.
I haven't even finished the first season.
Honestly, you got to finish the first season. Season 2 is so much better.
I got so bored. Like, I think it was the Captain Marvel part. No. The Captain Rogers. No. What is it? What is she called? Peggy?
Oh, that's the first episode.
Okay, maybe that wasn't where I got bored. Because I made it to the episode with Doctor Strange. And he's like, just redoing everything over and over. Or some crap. I don't know. I got bored with it, though. I was, like, trying to make it to the zombie episode, but I never did.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't love the first season, but I had to sit down and like power through it. Season two, I thought was so freaking good. Okay. So y'all gotta watch that. So
we'll put it on the list. It's on the list.
So, and the other thing we hadn't really talked about is they have officially dropped Kang as a big bad. So,
oh, did they?
Yeah. Because, I mean, he was found guilty at trial.
Oh, was he?
So, yeah, so they've officially dropped, like, there's not going to be a Kang Dynasty movie unless they recast it. But there's been no, like, movement on recasting it. So I think all of that just went on the back burner.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like, they were probably biting off more than they could really chew because they haven't had a real success in a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's actually, you know what I would love?
What?
Maybe we can do this. It's not an MCU movie, but I went and have y'all watched Madam Web?
No, we heard it was really terrible.
So, it's awful. It's absolutely awful. I saw it in the theater, but people were like, so did you see Morbius?
No.
Okay, Morbius was bad. It was just a bad movie. Like, I don't think there's anything interesting about Morbius. It's just, bleh. Madam Web is like, not so bad it's good, but so bad that I really, really want to talk about it. Because okay. it's baffling. It's like nobody involved with this movie didn't know anything about like superhero movies. I don't think they knew how to make a movie at all.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So I think it would be fun if we can carve out the time. Like, y'all should watch it. And then we should do a commentary track for it. It is so stupid. Like, so absolutely stupid. And I don't know. I talked about it with this dude at work for like a week after we saw it. And he was just like, I was like, I don't know, man. I'm kind of obsessed with how bad they botched all of this.
Yeah.
Like,
we'll have to watch it.
And the fact that they sold it as a superhero movie, and there's no superheroes in this movie. Like, the trailer shows them like in these costumes, and you see that in the movie for like 2 seconds.
Wow. I know like Uncle Ben is in it or something.
Oh, like I want to spoil it for you, but I think you should watch it. Because
when does it come out?
It was out on like streaming a week after it was in theaters. What? Because it made no money.
Well,
maybe
where
2 weeks after. Let's see. Madam Web streaming. Let's see. I don't think it's streaming for free anywhere. I think it's only available to like purchase digitally.
Oh.
Yeah, that guy from
Beecher. Yeah, Apple TV, Amazon, Google. Yeah, you can rent it, but you can't, or buy it digitally. You can't watch it through. We'll have to wait until it hits some digital platform.
Yeah, I was gonna say so when we can do it. Real.
So, because it is, I think I told my buddy Adam, I said this is a disaster piece, not a masterpiece, a disaster piece. Like, it is just so bafflingly stupid. Like, there is this scene. So, you know, like, she can, like, see, like, a couple minutes into the future.
Right.
There was this scene where she's, like, trying. This is kind of spoilery, but not really. It's just something that happens to a minor character. She sees her boss get into, because she's an EMT, get into an ambulance and drive away from the scene of an accident and get hit by a truck and die. And she's trying to convince him, like, she doesn't really know what her powers are. She doesn't know what she's seeing, but she's like, you shouldn't go, you should stay. And he's just like, what are you talking about? Like, and he gets in the truck, and then he's driving at 5 miles an hour, and the truck that hits him is driving so slow that it barely dents in the side of the vehicle. And, like, she runs up and opens the door, and he's just dead. And it's just like, what? Like, that's not even a major car accident. But it's like they didn't have the budget to create, like, the like, true, like, hit by a bus special effect, you know? Like, you see it in movies all the time, you know? Like, a car gets, like, T-boned, and it's just, like it explodes on impact. Which still would have been funny, but it would have been like, you would have got that like big action thing. So it's like, oh, that's ridiculous that the car exploded. Like, I don't think anybody would have died. I don't think anybody would have died. Like, especially in an ambulance. Like, those things are built like tanks.
Yeah.
And it gets hit by a garbage truck going like 15 miles an hour. And like, this is so stupid.
That is stupid.
Anyway, yeah, y'all should definitely check it out. I don't know if it's going to be on like Disney Plus or what. But, I mean, I can't imagine it's going to be on Disney Plus. So,
yeah.
I don't think they want to be associated with that trash.
It's pretty, like, I didn't hear anything good about it, so
I don't think it's as bad as everybody was making it out to be.
Yeah,
I don't think it's good at all, but if it was not associated with the Spider-Man franchise, if they didn't try to sell it as a superhero movie, if it was literally about this woman who gets these, like, I don't know what, precognitive powers to, like, see a couple of minutes into the future and is using it to save lives.
Yeah.
Like, that's, it would be kind of interesting. Like, as, like, one of those straight to Netflix, like, stupid movies, you know?
Yeah.
But they try to force it into being a Spider-Man related movie, and it doesn't. The bad guy in the movie sucks. They hired a guy who's not a native English speaker, which is fine. His English is fine. But at some point they redubbed all of his dialogue. So it's very clearly dubbed. But it's him that dubbed it. It's not like they got somebody who could really speak English to come in and do it. So it's a little mismatched. It's still him. So it's like this very kind of broken English. But why? And there are scenes where he's talking, like he starts talking and the camera just cuts away to nothing, so that they could overdub the dialogue And it, that way you won't see that it doesn't match with what he's really saying.
That's so weird.
It's freaking bizarre. Anyway.
Fabian said Venom 3 is coming out.
Yeah, Venom 3 is coming out in October, I think.
Yeah, he said October. I haven't even seen the second one, so.
The second one's okay. I mean, those movies are big and dumb, but they're supposed to just be big and dumb.
Yeah.
So, the only other Marvel-related thing coming out this year is outside of Deadpool is Kraven the Hunter, and it's another like Venom and Madame Web. It's one of the Sony Marvel movies, and it's got your boy in it, Aaron Taylor Johnson. Oh,
Who?
wait, no, he's not the one you like. You like the other Quicksilver.
Oh,
They
yeah.
both played Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Aaron Taylor Johnson played Quicksilver in the MCU.
Yeah.
That other guy played Quicksilver in the X-Men movies.
And
What's his name?
WandaVision.
I mean, kind of, sort of.
Well, yeah, he was like a
That might come out this year.
he was Ralph. Fabian just finished that.
What?
WandaVision.
WandaVision?
Yeah.
It was
It's,
so good.
it was good. I don't like the big fight at the end, but it was really good.
Agatha should come out this year.
Maybe.
I hope so.
There are three shows, at least three shows that they have finished filming and have all the episodes for, and they but they haven't set release dates.
Wait.
Ironheart.
So, like, if Wanda died, does that mean her magic broke and, like, Agatha's
Maybe.
beast?
I think that that's where the show's going to pick up, but that's just a theory.
Else would she get released?
Right.
But I don't think Wanda died.
Unless it's a prequel series.
Oh, yeah.
So Agatha, which they've changed the name, I don't even know what the official name is anymore. Agatha Ironheart, which is the girl that's in Wakanda Forever, that has the Iron Man like suit.
Yeah.
They've got a show with her that they filmed. They got the Agatha show, and I want to say they filmed a Black Panther related show, and they have the episodes, and they just haven't set a release date yet.
That
So
would be.
hopefully none of those get scrapped, because I know that they're worried about the state of the MCU. So,
As
but
they should be.
yeah, I know, but like,
They're trying
if
to.
you do that much stuff, they're not all gonna be good.
They need to, like, get it together, though.
I mean, it's the same problem Star Wars has. It's the same problem, like, if you keep trying to milk the franchise, like, eventually you're going to get some bad stuff. I mean, I love Harry Potter too, but, they kept trying to milk that and it didn't really turn out so well. So,
Oh, I didn't.
and now they're going to talk it, and they're doing a TV series
Of
of Harry Potter.
what?
Yeah. They're going to reboot it as a TV series.
With who?
I don't know. HBO Max wants to do it, or Warner Brothers wants to do
Oh, maybe
it.
it'll win.
No. We do have Superman next year, though. I know it's not a Marvel movie, but I'm a little excited for that.
Oh, you.
What's Superman?
The new Superman. You don't pay attention to anything.
I don't. Wait, because I thought the last I heard was Henry Cavill's not Superman anymore.
Right. They recast the part. They're doing a new movie. They started filming about a month ago.
Maybe I knew that. Never mind.
Yeah.
I was just like, ew, who are they gonna get? Like.
The guy they got, his name's David Cornsweet. He looks, yeah. It's Corinne Sweat. He's British, of course. The girl that got to play Lois Lane, she's in the show called The Marvelous Miss Maisel on Amazon Prime that just ended last year. She's going to be perfect as Lois Lane.
Oh, wow. He looks just like...
Yeah, he does.
Wow.
Yeah.
That could be his kid.
So, I'm excited for that.
He looks like a good Superman. A much younger Superman. But...
Well, they wanted to go younger, which I appreciate. It's just called Superman. It was called Superman Legacy, but they decided to just go with Superman.
Good.
Okay.
He does. Like, in his Superman outfit.
Kevin was just like, all right, whatever.
Logan, this is a far-fetched, but
it is a good one.
It would be awesome. And I don't know if anybody else has thought of it, but it would be awesome to have that. You know that dude that, I don't know if you know a show called Reacher?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Everybody says he should play Batman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you were going to say?
Well, no, because what if he did a Cyclops?
Reacher? I'd take him as Cyclops.
He's so big and buff, though.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like he'll be great as a leader for the X-Men and stuff. And
oh,
like,
yeah. He's a good actor.
You know, like...
And yeah, I really like him.
They used, like, the original suit for him. Like, he would look good in it.
What were we watching and we saw him? Oh, The Hunger Games. He's in The Hunger Games. Yeah. He's really young, but he's in
it. Not quite the size he is now. He was he was in The Titans on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be good as Batman too, but I thought
he would be good Batman.
I thought as Cyclops.
He is kind of big though.
I mean,
I guess Cyclops is like pretty buff in like the comics and stuff.
Yeah.
Not like Wolverine, but
It's going to be really interesting to see how they finally do settle on doing the X-Men. I feel like at this point it's going to be post whatever the next big Avengers movie is, which I think is now just going to be Secret Wars, because I think they're just going to like basically reboot everything and start kind of sort of fresh, which I mean, I'm okay with. I don't want to see another origin movie for Captain America and Iron Man. And I don't want to see that. But like, if Iron Man just all of a sudden exists now and he's somebody else, like, okay, as long as it's good, I don't care.
You know, would be awesome since like X-Men is trying to be in the mix now. If, they had Galactus finally pop up.
Well, a lot of people are saying that since Kang is out of the picture, that might be the big bad. Because the Fantastic Four has come, which we didn't talk about that either. We can talk about that for the last few minutes. Fantastic Four, they announced the official cast of the Fantastic Four.
Did they?
Yeah.
Who is it? Sorry.
I love that I get to break months old news to Elizabeth like it's brand new. All right. So, Mr. Fantastic, Reed Richards, is going to be played by the Pedro. Mandalorian, Pedro Pascal. The Invisible Woman is being played by an actress named Vanessa Kirby, who you probably won't recognize.
Quinn is going to be in it?
Yeah.
Who's he going to be?
He's Johnny Storm, the Human Torch.
Oh.
And then Eben Moss Bacharach, who's another actor you probably won't recognize. You might know him if you saw him. He's playing The Thing, and it's going to be motion capture. So, and they announced it with this picture, like... Not of them. It's like an artist rendering of them. And the Thing is reading a Life magazine from the 60s. So everybody feels like this movie is going to be set in the 1960s.
Oh, okay.
like during the space race. So we're going to get like Captain America, like period piece kind of thing. So now it could start off being set in the 60s and then they wind up in the present day. Like somehow they time travel or something. But yeah, I'm pretty excited. So with that coming, everybody's like, oh, if Kang's out of the picture, we could be looking at Doctor Doom or Galactus being like the Thanos level big bad that's coming down the pipe.
Yeah. Who's Marco Robbie going to be?
Nobody.
She's in the cast.
Margot Robbie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's BS.
It says she's in the cast.
No, she's locked up at Warner Brothers forever and a day. With Barbie's success and her still wanting to do Harley Quinn stuff, I cannot imagine. Like, she's Warner Brothers has her under lock and key.
She is one of my favorite actresses, so I would definitely go see it.
I loved Barbie so much.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
Did you see his performance at the Oscars?
No.
Google...
That pop up on my timeline, though, to watch
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Google Ryan, or just go to YouTube and look for Ryan Gosling singing I'm Just Ken at the Oscars. It's phenomenal. So, now him, I would love to see him in a Marvel movie.
They should make a Ken movie. That would be funny.
He was my favorite part of Barbie, but I always feel bad saying that.
He was pretty good.
It was really funny.
And yet people were worried about him being too old.
That makes me want to watch it again.
Actually, him as Cyclops, I would really like him as Cyclops. Ryan Gosling. Because he can do that kind of like douchebaggy, like you want to like him, but you also want to punch him in the face thing.
Yeah.
Well, he's, like, really, apparently really nice in real life.
Oh, yeah. He's apparently an extremely nice guy. I was listening to an interview with him. He was telling this really funny story. And I'll end with this. Has nothing to do with Marvel. But, you know, he's got a new movie coming out called The Fall Guy. Yeah. And he was doing press somewhere. Was it like a party, he said. And he was talking to somebody. And he looks up and he sees Steven Spielberg. And Steven Spielberg's waving. And he's like, and I'm thinking, there's no way he's waving at me. He can't even know who I am. That's Steven Spielberg. That's the guy that directed Jaws and Jurassic Park and Schindler's List. He doesn't know who I am. And he's like, I look up again. He's getting closer. Like, he's across the room, like, waving. And he keeps getting closer. And I'm like, he's not waving at me. What? Like, I'm looking around. I'm like, who is he waving at? And he's like, and then he walks up to me. And he's like, Ryan. He's like, I just want to tell you, I got to see The Fall Guy. I got to see a screening of it. I loved it. It's fantastic. I can't wait for it to hit theaters. It's going to be so good. And he's like, so you know what? If this movie doesn't do anything, I don't fucking care. Fuck all of you. Steven Spielberg loves my movie. I was like, that is so adorable, man.
That's cute.
But the trailer's really, really good. I used to not like him. And I don't know why. I think it's just the roles he was playing. But, like, after Barbie, I started, like, going back and watching things. And he's in this movie with Russell Crowe called The Nice Guys. Have you ever watched it?
No, but I know what you're talking about.
You should watch that movie. It's so... He's so funny. Anyway, we end on the Barbie note. Go check out everything else we're doing over at xwingfiles.com. We'll be back hopefully soon. Like, keep an eye on the House of the Dragon feed, the No One, because that show's dropping in a couple of months. So we gotta figure out a recording schedule. Yeah. So we could talk about it.
Should be a little older by then, so maybe sleep.
Yeah. That new trailer was something else.
Yeah.
But maybe we can talk about that on that feed like some other time. So, okay. We'll see you guys soon. I forget what the sign off is for this podcast.
Make everything Marvel.
Please make everything Marvel.
Yeah, say bye. Say bye.